I'm on BBC Radio Leeds, 18 minutes past nine. I love that tune. Ed Sheeran with a lot of Bollywood vibes going on there. It's Wednesday. It's the 23rd of April. More bangers to come from Sabrina Carpenter, The Proclaimers, some Chic and Good Times on the way as well. It is Breakfast with Rima. And my next guest has turned her grief into a book to help others who might be facing a similar journey. Akshat Patel from Leeds started blogging after her dad passed away to try and make sense of it all, and then those blogs were then published as her book, My Dad and Me. Akshat has now relaunched her book to acknowledge both the response she had from the readers and to coincide with the COVID inquiry, which of course you'll know we've been following right here on this programme, to acknowledge loved ones lost in the pandemic. I'm delighted to say that Akshat joins me live in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning, Rima. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for being here, because I think it is really important, you know, when we talk about COVID, when we talk about the pandemic, I think the thing that we aren't talking about is the immense loss that people suffered.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Globally, we were all affected. And I feel very deeply about this because on a personal level, it's not about me anymore. I found my journey quite overwhelming, and I can't imagine what it's been like for all those people 5 years on. I almost feel like we're not even touching the surface. We're not acknowledging what they've been through.
Yeah. And don't you feel like there seems to be a sense of like a collective amnesia that we're all going through? Like we're not really talking about the hard stuff at the time, because when we look back at COVID, you know, we're talking about, oh, remember those government assigned walks that we did, and remember banana bread? But actually it was quite traumatic.
It certainly was. And I think you're quite right. I think the thing is, as a society, we like to sort of think, let's go back to normal. So we've been so desperate in wanting to get back to normal that we're forgetting that actually there are so many people out there who've been wounded. They are the wounded soldiers. And I think it's high time. The COVID inquiry is doing a fantastic job in terms of unravelling what's happened. But it's not about blaming. It's actually about being there to support those people who've been wounded, you know, during the pandemic.
And who might feel that you're like, they've got to move on now, because, you know, everyone else is moving on. And so they might feel a little bit of a pressure to leave that part of their life behind. And actually, it's not fair to ask people to do that.
I totally agree with you. Do you know what? I think that's one of the biggest myths. People say, you'll recover, or you'll get over them, or it's high time you moved forward. It's something that it stays with you. And grief is as unique as your DNA. It's as unique as the relationship that you had with your loved one. And I think you've just got to deal with it in your own way. But the key thing is to allow yourself the permission to feel whatever emotions come up, and not to feel ashamed. And to the society, as is our role in society, is to say to them, we're here, we see you. We hear you and we see you, and we want to support you in any way you want us to support you, without judgment. And if we do that, at least we're giving them that safe space where they can open up and share. Because so many times people just keep quiet because there's nobody listening.
Yeah. Yeah. Or you feel alone in it. And it's one of the things that I say on this programme all the time, no matter what we talk about, you're never alone. You might think that you're very unique in your own feelings, and it's never the case. And in one way, it makes you feel less special. But in another way, it's good. It's a good thing that we're, you know, there are other people who've experienced the things that you've experienced. You've turned it into a book. I'm holding it right now. What a beautiful thing, by the way. It's a gorgeous cover. It's two hands holding on to each other. Where does this artwork come from?
Oh, thank you so much. So actually, it was a picture that I took of me holding my father's hand the day before he passed. And a good friend of mine, Jerry, I asked him, because he's an artist, I said to him, can you hand draw it? And from that, he then went on to do the cover.
Yeah, thank you. So beautiful. Tell me about the blogging then, because in the midst of COVID, I know I had some questionable pastimes. I did not make any use of my time during COVID. But you decided that you were going to start writing and like almost documenting what was going on.
Okay, so I need to sort of make it clear that my journey goes back before COVID began. But a few months into my grief journey, I realised that I didn't have the skill sets or the knowledge of how to deal with grief. I didn't know what hit me. And I needed to process what I was going through. And, you know, you get well-meaning people say, maybe you're depressed. And I thought, no, this is a healthy reaction to losing someone that you deeply love. And to make sense of my grief, for cathartic reasons, I started writing. And then doing it in the form of blogs and sharing it. And the beautiful collateral benefit was that other people started coming back to me saying, sharing their stories. Yeah. And suddenly I realized, oh my goodness, I'm doing it for my own selfish reasons, but other people are finding permission to share theirs. And I think in a way, collectively, we can join hands and heal together.
Yeah. There's a sense of community there, isn't there? If you share like something that's so deeply, you know, meaningful to you, and someone else says, oh no, yeah, I felt that as well. That creates a community where there wasn't one before. But in terms of the book itself, this is actually the second edition. So tell me about why exactly where you know, you're going through it again.
Yes. So, like I said, you know, I think in a way, because we always... look at the world from our own personal lens, don't we? And you're absolutely right about grief being a universal experience, yet it's, you know, it is truly very unique and personal to us. But during COVID, I was recognizing that, my goodness, you know, if I found it hard, how hard it's going to be for all those people who lost their loved ones, you know, untimely, unexpectedly, how they're going to cope with it. And on top of that, we had social isolation, social distancing.
Of course, yeah.
People were in bubbles, so people were going to funerals and they weren't able to hold hands or hug each other. And I thought, you're deprived of all the support that you need at the time when you most need it. And I just thought, I need to be able to say to these people, there are other people who understand a little bit about your journey. They can't possibly imagine what you've been through. But, you know, let us meet, talk, share your stories in order to kind of, when you start actually opening up and you feel safe to open up, you're actually allowing yourself to feel those emotions. And I think a lot of people feel so isolated and almost feel like obliged to sort of say, I'm strong, I'm coping okay.
And we live in a culture where people don't talk about death.
Yeah.
You know, we don't talk about death. We don't talk about our grief. We don't acknowledge that grief is actually, it's a funny thing, isn't it? It's a really straight, it doesn't follow any sort of linear route.
It doesn't, not at all, absolutely. And there's no timeline, there's no, you know, best before date, or you're going to get fined by a certain day. You've just got to go at your own pace. But the reason why I kind of felt the need to update my book was to say to the people, me too. Mm. I want them to feel me too, that they're not on their own. I want them to realise that, you know what, yes, your journey is very unique and it's so precious. It's a pilgrimage. Grief is a pilgrimage because you are broken open and you're having to find your way through it. But you can see it's a universal expression of love, and so many other people have gone through it. And if you can just be supported by people who have gone through it, you will find the strength that you need within yourself to actually...
And the thing about grief is that we will all go through it at some point. If you've managed to avoid it so far in your life, you're a lucky one. At some point, if you've ever loved anyone, if you've ever cared for anyone, you will go through it too.
Yeah.
And I'd like to think that we can sort of be in a society, exactly what you're saying, is to make people feel less alone through that.
Yes.
The book is called My Dad and Me, A Journey of Love, Loss and Life by Daksha Patel. It's got a picture of your dad right at the beginning of it. What a handsome man he was.
Thank you.
I must say. And it's dedicated to your dad as well. What a legacy for him too. What a wonderful thing to be dedicated a book like this. I would say for anyone who is feeling those feelings very deeply this morning, maybe we've talked about some things, Daksha and I, that have really brought something up for you. You can always go to the bbc.co.uk/action line, where there is so much grief support if that's something that you're going through. Maybe you're living with long COVID, maybe you just want to talk to someone. There is help there. But also, you can always get in touch with me, 81333 on the text. Listen, I'm not saying I can help Daksha, you know what I mean? I'm not saying that I can actually be of any use, but just speaking to someone is powerful. powerful, isn't it?
Absolutely, Rima. And you know what? And I would say, if you don't mind me joining you, if people want to get in touch with me, I'm a good listener.
There you go.
Together we can actually say to people, you don't need to go through this on your own.
Yeah.
We're here for you.
Totally. Dasha, congratulations on the second edition of your book. I know it's come from a really deep place, this book, and I hope it does really well. Dasha Patel there, who's written this book, it's the second edition now, you can read it if you want, but really the message there is that if you are going on your own grief journey, that you are not alone, that there are other people going through it with you, and there are people ready to hold your hand, there really are. Text me at 333, like I say, and you can always ring me to 0800 389 3333. If maybe you've got your own experiences of grief, maybe there's advice that you'd like to share, you're always good with the advice. Listening to Breakfast with Rima on BBC Radio Leeds. Dasha, thank you so much for being here this morning.
Thank you for having me, Rima. It's been a pleasure.
We're here until 10 o'clock this morning. Going to get you a travel update very shortly. First, though, bit of Proclaimers. I'm going to be 500 miles.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm going to be the man who wakes up next to you.